Southern recipes have been my passion since moving to Nashville. Whether it's fried green tomatoes or the perfect cream cheese icing for red velvet cake, I want to get it right. But since my family's Caribbean, I know next to nothing about one of the most popular Southern treats, fried chicken. Luckily, Nashville has more than the usual offerings. Here, fried chicken is soaked in a spicy, peppery sauce that burns hotter than a Tabasco lover's dream. The dish is a city specialty, and Prince's Hot Chicken Shack, a tiny hole-in-the-wall restaurant on the north side, is considered the place where it all started. The owner is Andre Prince Jeffries.
It's always been known as a late-night place. And when the Grand Ole Opry would get out on Friday and Saturday night, they would come to the Chicken Shack, which was not that far away. And the whites ate in the back, and the blacks ate in front.
These days, blacks and whites wait together in the front of the restaurant to pick up their orders.
Thank you, ma'am.
8, 9, 11. 8, 9, and 11.
Thank you.
Most have followed the restaurant as it's moved from location to location in the city. Alyssa Leonard has been ordering up Prince's Hot Chicken every Friday for the last 20 years.
It's traditional fried chicken. It's crispy. I guess the bang that you get here is the spices that no matter what, how you try to do your chemistry at home, you never can recreate this flavor.
And several customers have tried to do their own chemistry and open up similar hot chicken shacks with varying degrees of success. But you just can't dump cayenne on the bird and call it a day. And Andre Jeffries assures me that Prince's recipe is top secret.
This business has always been in my family for 60-some-odd years. My great-uncle started it, Thornton Prince. Of course, I give credit to his lady friend. My great-uncle, being a womanizer, had been out all night. And for revenge, to get him back, she sprinkled something on his fried chicken for breakfast that morning. And instead of a punishment, he liked it, told his friends about it, and that's how it really got started.
In the kitchen, cooks are frying up the chicken breasts and quarters. When the meat comes out, they spoon a fiery red liquid over the top and set the sopping chicken on a slice of Wonder Bread. A toothpick holds down the neon green pickle slice. You can order it mild or hot, which even Jeffrey says she can't handle, although new customers often try.
Joe, it's real hot. You better...
Veronica Grant is turning her new boyfriend onto Prince's. Joe Bronson is down from Kentucky to see what all the hubbub is about.
He loves it.
Great. I do.
Now, what does it taste like?
Chicken with a lot of pepper on it. But it's good. It has a good taste, good flavor.
Good crust.
Yeah. Yeah. Seasoned good.
How's the heat doing? Because there's a tear in the corner of your eye here.
Yeah. Don't pay no attention to that.
Bronson's tougher than me. The first time I had hot chicken, I had more than a tear in my eye. Nowadays, I stick to the mild. And I've learned from the folks at Prince's that it's better to have a cool glass of buttermilk to wash it down.
Here we go, y'all. Your white boat arms and your white boat feet. You together, baby, you're right on the beat. You flap your arms and your feet start kicking. Then you know you're doing the funky chicken. Oh, oh, it's all right.
This is NPR's Weekend Edition, directed by Ned Wharton, with production help from Laura Krantz, Eamon Malone, Gemma Waters, David Schulman, and Katerina Valdivieso. We had help from our librarians, Key Molesky and Mary Glendenning. Our technical director is Burke Hahn, and our engineer is Kevin Maynor. Our theme music was written by B.J. Lederman. Our senior editor is Jenny Burgle. Our senior producer is Devar Iran Ardalan. And today we say goodbye to David Rector, who worked at NPR for more than 25 years and on this show for the past 8. While he produced our puzzle segment every week, he also had a passion for the movies. So this one's for you, David. Speaking of movies, we remember actress Marilyn Monroe. She was born on this day, 82 years ago. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Audie Cornish.